Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Your shirt looks like it should be a Celsius flavor.
Thanks, man. Show pony vibe.
Yeah.
I was perusing the gas station today. No vibes. I was like, should have gone with the green apple cherry, but.
You know,
I didn't trust the freezer. I was like looking at it. I'm like, there's a lot of condensation in there right now. Ooh. I think I'm going to pass on this
one. Yeah, you know, when you go in and you can't even see into it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's cold.
You know, I say what you want. That damn 7-Eleven, they always the first to get the new flavors.
Oh, yeah. They got the in. You guys can get in on the chat through on Miami 56 WQAM. RMT. He says, Jovich would have 20-10-10 if Spo was a good offensive coach. Dude barely played him. We're going to do that. Look, I don't think that Eric Spoelstra is a bad offensive coach. I just want to be clear with what I'm saying. I think Eric Spoelstra is one of the best coaches out there. But I do think that he is, because of the team and the way they have played this year, I think he's – and by the way, I don't know what you have to say about coaching. This team's the worst fast break team I've ever seen in my life. I don't know. Yeah. What is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to put him in a baby Bjorn and make him not fumble the ball?
Hey, there at some point, and I'm going to say this about all sports. At some point, the players got to play. The players got to perform. Like when you have fast break and dude missing layups and they playing volleyball right in front of the rim, that's not coaching.
It's tough. And so I do think he's going to probably, you know, I think he's going to, whenever the season does end, whatever the summer is, you know, that man's going to go, he's going to better himself. He's going to get new ideas and things to tinker with and how to get Jovich. Jovich is 20, dude. He's 20. Like he was probably wondering, is this kid going to be ready for the stage? He clearly, you know, finally
he's been a pro longer than some of the guys on the team.
Yeah, I know, but it's
I've been saying that for 2 years. They got to come for something.
But you know, like he threw him in there. I didn't think that he was going to. I thought for one, there was going to be games. I thought Spo was going to be rats off the ship on him. Like, oh, the next two for two. The next time he pulls a Duncan Robinson, he's going to get him. He didn't. He kept putting him out there.
Now, was that by like necessity? Because guess what? They ain't a whole bunch of tall people on that team.
I think he just earned it. I think he earned it. I mean, okay. I think you've seen he put undersized guys next to Bam, but I think, yeah, it's nice to have somebody who is of his stature.
Isn't
there
it
for
weird
sure.
that your four is taller than your center?
Yeah, and getting taller. let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Here's what I need. If we going out, we going out swinging. So I need Wild Heat Coyote. You go out swinging.
Thank you.
Right? I'm not going to sit here and listen to the woe is me. Right? Because as long as there's a game to play that he can win, I believe that. I do believe that. Now, their shortcomings is sometimes they can't score a lick, which is never good when you see a team just coming off of 130.
It's also tough when you really don't have that much shooting. You know, like they have Tyler, Duncan's hurt.
For whatever reason, whatever the reasoning is. And I love the fact that they try to think, instead of scoring more, we can just do better defensively.
Yeah.
That's not working.
We're going to grind them to dust.
You can't. I mean, the best case scenario was the 76ers scoring 105 points.
So Eric Spoelstra is the one guy who goes to a UFC and like when it hits the ground and it's just grappling for 5 minutes, he goes, yes, love this. So you didn't love the end of that BMF fight? No. Too much swinging. Too much swanging and banging. Love grappling.
You
love
like, it. So I think, yeah, they like, I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if they just, you know, let the young guys get as much run as possible.
I think they need our luck to be in this position.
It will give everybody an idea of what you're going to be looking at in the future.
I mean, there's not many options with all the guys that are hurt, you know? I mean, you got Terry, Jimmy down, and who really knows what Duncan can give you because he was active last game, but he didn't play.
I mean, he wasn't ready because remember they did it with K-Love too.
Yep. Yep.
He was active, but he wasn't. He didn't play for like two or three games.
So tonight, 7 o'clock is your tip from.
And we got an early tip because they got a 9:30 game after it.
Slight fist pump from Tobes. Love the early start.
Might get home before midnight.
We'll see. I mean, it probably depends how sad that locker room is, right? If they win, they got to get their asses up and go to Boston. So probably a quick turnaround. I think they do have a flight schedule. I saw Andy Slater report that today. So they have a flight set for 1 o'clock. They're going
to schedule a flight? Like they have a chartered flight.
All they
have to do is call and say, never mind.
It's Hayes. What are we betting tonight? We'll look at the Chili Peppers later. We will look at the Chili Peppers later for sure. But 7 o'clock is your tip. Solana, he'll get you ready. 5:45. Him, Tommy Tag. I'm on a Heat Weekly tomorrow, by the way.
Again? Oh my goodness.
You know what?
Like, I gotta tell you.
What?
I gotta tell you. And I'm speaking for everybody on this show. Okay. It pisses me off to hear you on Heat Weekly. And I'm thinking to myself while I'm in my car, who is this dude?
Everybody's got different faces.
Who is this dude? Don't know you.
You hear Belichick on McAfee. That's a different guy.
That's true. That was crazy.
That was unbelievable.
Weird.
He's not coaching, and the joy in which he brings to a question has totally changed. That don't sound like on the Cincinnati.
The Marlins, they're back in action tonight. This afternoon, 2:20. They have a doubleheader tomorrow because last night's game was rained out, so the doubleheader is going to be on Saturday.
So they can lose three games in 24 hours. So they're basically playing the whole series. Oh, dude, is it a four-game series?
It is a four-game series, yes.
So let me get this straight. You have problems with pitching. What do you think those problems going to look like when you have to play two games?
Interesting question, Leroy. Well, I'm sure they get off to a right start when Puck's out there, you know? Set the tone. Panthers, they're on practicing right now. Possibility we get a Panther on today. We may get somebody off the ice today, so we will see if I've got a bevy of names. I asked for Bob, but I was told
I think Bob is no chance.
This is what I was told.
Too much work.
This is what I was told. And this kind of gave me goose, is not gonna lie. They said playoff mode. I was like, what? Playoff mode.
Gooseys.
That's Gooseys right there. Hey, let him go in his playoff mode. It's like he's got a phone set instead of airplane mode. Playoff mode, body. Boop.
Gooseys.
Yep. So, no Bob today. But we will. We might get a Panther. We might get a Panther as they get ready on Sunday. Panthers, Lightning, Sunday afternoon. We could have a double. If the Heat win today, that means we're going to have a double playoff afternoon on Sunday. So, I would say use your Saturday to, you know, make it up to the spouse, whatever you got to do, you know, go to Home Goods.
Well, here's the problem, though. It's during the day. So
what do you mean?
Both games are during the day. So
yeah, I know. But then, like, what if, you know, Sunday afternoon, somebody's got to do an in-law barbecue or something like that, you know, and then you're
it's
like,
it's going to be bleep out of luck.
Damage is done. You know?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, but, you know what the hardest thing is for me to tell the people in my house who really don't think I work, right? Because my daughter will call me right now and say, hey, I left my paper.
Yeah.
Can you bring it to me? I'm like, it's in the middle of the show.
Same as
it's only going to take a second, Daddy.
Wait till you get the request from Baby Tadpole for Marcos.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. You know,
I'm not going like, to lie. I kind of do that to my – because I always have to come in the studio. So they still respect the fact that I leave the house to go to work.
Yeah, but you leave. Yeah. When you're at home.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's different.
They think you're not working.
Yeah, my fiance works from home, and I constantly am like, what are you doing anyway? And she's like, I'm at work. And I'm like, you're in the room. Do this. So I'm actually the person who disrespects you guys, so I apologize.
Yeah, so like just imagine sitting, and I say, hey, I remember one time, because my wife thinks if I watch a game at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock and then watch another game at 4 o'clock. It's like a rerun. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know like different games. So I'm like, you know, all that stuff we talk during the week comes from watching this stuff right here. She goes, what are you talking about? You doze off half the game anyway.
Wow. Big spoon.
I'll tell you what, slow play. Right? Like, if I'm watching golf, I don't care how important the tournament is. I'll fall asleep on the front nine and I'm get up on the back nine. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like Karen, falling asleep on the bench. Like, which is by, let me tell you something. Karen, get some sleep. Because if you falling asleep on a machine, like, wow.
If you guys want to go see Brooks and Dunn right now, caller number 4 to our contest line, 305-567-0560. Brooks and Dunn bringing their 2024 rebooted tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater. Caller number 4 to 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of tickets to Brooks and Dunn. And you'll see the May 3rd at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. Caller 4 gets a pair of tickets to Brooks and Dunn at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. Back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat playing tonight against the Chicago Bulls. Heat is a favorite. 1.5-point favorites against Chicago. So, see everybody out there. If you guys do still want to go, by the way, tickets are available. You can go to heat.com/postseason tickets to get your seats for tonight's game. Back in the building. Early game tonight. Just in mind, if you're not only if you have your tickets already, but if you're getting tickets, lie to the boss, get out of there early. You know, just do what I do with Gutland. Well, yeah, because it's a, you know, it's a 7 o'clock game. You know how it is getting down there. Friday, Leroy in Miami. You know, you gotta weasel your way down there. You know, get yourself
with the
in
construction
those
and
Yeah. So, you know, get on out there. Go check out the new Bayside. It's lovely now. They still got
I love when I get off the highway.
Don't look at me like that, Marcos. Why?
I'm looking I love when I'm getting off the highway and I'm looking right at the Kaseya Center. And then it takes me on a loop, the loop down downtown to where I have no idea. I lose it. And I just end up on the other side of the train tracks.
You just got to let me have, careful, you know, especially, you know, if the birthday girl's there with you. Dade South says Tobin flip-flops on tourist traps, too. Mm. It does look lovelier. It does.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it's fun.
I'm calling you out. You
why
you've been hired by Bayside the way you've been advertising this. You try to stuff it down Jorge Masvidal's throat the other day.
His press conference was there.
Oh, sure it was, dude. You were just advertising it left and right.
His press conference was there. I've never been hired by if Bayside does want to hire. Yeah, I mean, okay. We'll do some live shows with some with the one legged parrot.
Honestly,
we'll do it.
I'll just take free parking.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's it. That's all.
Or you could do what I did. Last time we went down there, I had the parking app, and I parked, right? But it was the app in Minnesota. So I'm like, J-Fig, how much did you pay for parking? And she goes, I only paid like $5. And she goes, it's Minnesota.
Good deal.
Good deal.
Yeah, heat.com/postseason tickets if you guys are interested in going tonight to Heat and Bulls play-in game. If the Heat win today, then when would the first home game be? The first home game would be Thursday. Task at hand. No. If the Heat win, then they would play game one would be in Boston Sunday. Then game two would be Wednesday. And game three wouldn't be until Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
The first round takes a long time.
Guys, this is good. This is good news. Everyone's a hoo-hoo, and I'm not saying you guys necessarily, but I have seen the opinion of just end it already. I'd rather it be done. But Heat fans don't understand the position that we're in. We're lucky to be in this position. We are lucky to be in this position. Not only did Jimmy Butler get his injury out of the way, he did it before the first round. At a certain point, the tires were going to come off. All right, let's be honest. It happens every year. But now he did it with an opportunity for us to rest. You said it. By the time we get to game three, game four, game five.
So you think we're going to have a fresh Jimmy Butler for the conference finals?
We're going to have a fresh Jimmy Butler
for the
conference
finals. Unless the conference finals are in September.
Yeah.
I mean, you basically have to go play the conference finals the first round. That's exactly what's happening next. Like, the conference finals are next. Yeah. That's the conference finals.
Can I say this? And this is just based on what I've seen and what I know from what they're saying about that injury, right? If Jimmy's ready for the AFC conference, I'll be surprised.
Wait, so you're saying he's going to be out till next January?
It's going to be a minute.
A sprain?
Listen, did you hear the first thing I said? All sprains are a level of tear.
I think you just like having, I like you, I think you like being cautious with injuries. I think it's
that's a fact. Dude, that's a fact. Hey,
this, by the way, this is the guy, by the way,
Dr. Zabagin, will you please tell him that every level sprain, every sprain is a level tear. He knows about that stuff, though.
He's just a guy who only watches on Twitch. You would think a guy who's actually saving lives has time to watch us 4 hours a day?
No, he's isn't he a chiropractor?
We love you, Dr. Zabagin, by the way.
Isn't Dr. Zabagin a chiropractor?
What?
No?
I'm pretty sure he really runs a toll booth.
What do they know?
There's nobody educated who listens to this show.
Toll booth. Who mans a toll booth?
Platinum Swords. Leroy's right. Sprain my ACL. He called it a tear. It's a level tear. He says I'm an IT guy.
He's the tech doctor.
Yes. So I'm like, yeah, dude, I've had enough of these injuries to know. It's a level tear. So the higher the sprain, the worse the tear.
Al Mago says, damn, Tobin, I got a PhD. I listen to you bums. I got to tell you, I am shocked by that. I figured you'd just be watching that documentary.
Why do we have to be called bums? Right? Like, you got a PhD in what?
So you're telling me Jimmy Butler, they say several weeks. You're saying there's no shot. Like if the Heat did have a miracle run, let's say Tatum and Jaylen Brown,
dude, 20 is several weeks.
Get the bubble guts for an entire series and they can't play, and then we set ourselves up for a Cavs Magic series. Well, hey, we can handle that. No worries. So if we end up in the conference finals, there's no shot he can come back.
No. He's coming back, dude. They took out Joel Embiid's meniscus.
Guys, listen. Listen, can I just say this? Why are they so vague with it? He's going to miss multiple weeks.
Several weeks.
You know what? 12 weeks is 3 months. That's several.
Hmm.
Like, dude, I'm That's telling really you. Like,
we need to find out what grade it is.
And keep in mind, what is he, 34?
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, no.
Science.
Okay, I'm just giving you facts, dude.
What if he rehabs with Jalen Phillips?
Oh, my God.
Jalen Phillips, they might come back at the same time.
No, that's not true.
No way.
Week one for JP.
Wait. Who comes back first, Jimmy or Jalen?
So you're saying, will Jalen Phillips come back?
Here we go.
There you go. What? There you go is. What does that mean?
He's reading. If you have a grade one MCL sprain, you could fully recover as little as 3 weeks. If you have a grade 2-3 MCL strain, you could expect to need at least 4 weeks to recover. Okay. He doesn't. Does he have an MCL? He doesn't have an MCL.
It's an MCL.
Oh, it's an MCL. Okay.
What'd you think? He had an ACL?
Yeah.
No, it's not ACL.
Oh, you don't even know the injury, dude. That's what I'm saying. You're a fear monger, dude.
I've known people to play without an MCL, so.
Look at that. Right,
so you're saying he could be back for the conference finals?
No.
Why? You just said.
Dude,
he doesn't even need
That's like
thing.
A month. That's like end of May.
It's basically I'm like tonsils.
See how he said, thankfully, MCL tears rarely require surgery?
Yeah.
I've known people that tore him, and they just play with it.
Well, he did play with it. He played the game.
No, he didn't play. He didn't play.
People
he
was on the court.
Played the whole game.
He was on the court.
Well.
MCL, the appendix of the knee. That's what they say. You don't even need it, dude.
No, yes.
I'm telling you, they took out Joel Embiid's meniscus. I don't know what the hell that is, but it sounds like it's close to an MCL.
You know what the meniscus is? They didn't take it out.
Nah, they took it out.
Cleaned it. No, they can't take it out, dude. It's the cushion. The cushion you have between your tibia and your fibula. They ain't take it out.
Yeah, the bone to
bone.
They
cleaned it.
Cleaned it up, and he was.
Whatever they did, it was more than a tickle, which is what we do next. Tickle Leroy's fancy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy.
Ah. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy Hunter.
My fancy is tickled.
You excited?
Yep.
Let's get to it then, dude. Today, 220. The Miami Marlins take on the Chicago Cubs. Take your fancy.
Meatballs on the mound?
I mean, you don't have to call him that. You know, yes, but he is on the mound today. AJ Puck.
No.
Not even see if he can bounce back?
I'm sure he can bounce back, but here's what happens. He'll bounce back, go six scoreless innings. It'll be 3-0, and then the final score will be 7-3.
He's not wrong. That's been the formula.
Right. So if my fancy is tickled, it's tickled for 6 or 7 innings.
Fancy not tickled.
Pretty crazy. All right, Leroy, tonight, 7 o'clock, the Miami Heat take on the Chicago Bulls.
Yes,
fancy?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My fancy is tickled.
I'm interested to see, you know, what the young guys can do. I'm interested to see what Tyler does. I believe Bam is going to be Bam. There's a lot of guys that, you know, we could say, hey, this is the biggest moment of the year. This is the biggest game of the year. Because if you lose, it's over. So there's a lot of guys on the team that we can watch to see what is your response to the most important game of the year. That's Jovi. That's Jaime Jaquez. That's Tyler Hero. Right? Caleb. Right? Like, yeah.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. We got it going. It's all happening for us, baby.
Yep.
Windy City, you're up for Timbo Slice, 2-0 against Chicago today. I like his mindset. Leroy tomorrow. Devin Haney fights Ryan Garcia in what has been a wild fight promotion thus far. Take your fancy?
No, I'm going to be busy.
What are you doing?
Fancy not tickled. Fight.
I'm going to Jay Fix party.
Oh, all right. Well, my bad. What about tonight, Leroy? Kings, Pels, no Zion. Western Conference final spot. Winner takes on the Thunder. Take your fancy.
I'll give it a looky loo. It won't have my full attention. Yeah, because without Zion, who knows who the Pelicans are? And they got talent. I just think the Kings are the Kings, and they like. You know, this is where they live.
The Kings are the Kings?
Yeah, like they mean? Like they're good. Nobody pays attention to them, right? And some kind of way they end up in the playoffs. Wasn't last year they were like a 1 or 2 seed last year, weren't they?
They were very good last year. They had injuries towards the end of this year. West was really good this year though. You know?
There's nobody planning to play, and that's 4 games under 500 on the West. Oof. In the West.
That stuff.
Oof.
Man. When you put it like that. Leroy, Sunday, 12:30, game 1. Panthers, Lightning.
Yes.
Ticket fancy?
Yep. We got receipts of what has happened over the years against this team. Now would be a perfect opportunity to return the favor.
My fancy is tickled.
Game one, down the street from my house. Can't wait.
You don't want to get in the building for that one? See a little cat action?
No. What, because the only way I could probably get a ticket at this juncture is no call Paul.
I don't know. But I'm telling you, you're going to get a call back.
Really?
I know a guy, you know.
I forgot Marcos.
You know, I can maybe hobnob my way.
Marcos has been a hobnobber with Club Red.
You know.
I've come to the conclusion that if ever I'm going to need tickets to a sporting event, that I'm going to just go ahead on and buy them. Right? So, and the only person I would go to the game with, it has to work. So I probably won't go, but I'll be front and center on TV.
That's nice of you, Leroy. I can call out, though, if you like.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
Man. Something, huh?
Yep.
Leroy, 1 o'clock, game one, Heat Celtics. Took your fancy?
Nope.
Why?
Task at hand.
Listen,
the way this team has been all year, I'm not making no assumptions. I'm not doing it.
But let's
sorry.
Just think about this. Let's
sorry, they it. Earned it. They earned it.
Let's just
they're in the fact that I don't make no assumptions.
Let's just we take tonight, right? We beat the Bulls, and then just like we put the fear of God in the Celtics. Just take game one. They're freaking out everywhere.
What's happening? So, I thought Tatum, generational talent.
So wait.
Guys, we're taking game one. I want you to know that.
No fear.
Easily.
You know what you go into a game? The Heat are in a spot now against the Celtics once they win this game tonight, right?
Yeah.
It's house money, baby. We don't have our star. Hey, Boston, don't lose.
Don't lose. Hey,
don't lose to the Heat without Jimmy Butler.
Some have said we play better without Jimmy. Some people are idiots. I mean, some people have said that. I wasn't me. I wouldn't necessarily agree with them. Some people say we play more cohesive.
Don't lose game one to the Heat without Jimmy Butler, because then all of a sudden the noise starts creeping in.
Can I just make a small suggestion?
Sure.
Get to game one.
Task at hand. But what? Let's just say theoretically we handle our task.
I'm not doing it.
We handle our task.
I'm not putting that out.
Why not?
Because I don't do that. I'm not looking. Really? I'm not looking past no game. Right? And you know why I don't look past no game? The Wizards.
Right, the Wizards is a good argument, but just saying, handle the task, and then all of a sudden we handle that task. Theoretically, if we handle that task, would that tickle your fancy?
Of course.
Right, that's all I wanted.
No, but
My fancy is tickled.
You put it out there.
A theoretical tickling. That's all I was asking for, dude.
Just a little coochie coochie goo.
That just sounded
why you don't do that? You take game one, and then all of a sudden they get all nervous, the O'Keefes and the O'Malleys, you know? Cause they know. Like, oh, this team, they just never die. They never are able to put the Heat away. You know, they think they have them down. Now you feel like you have them down and out. Then all of a sudden you take home court advantage like that.
Again,
task at hand.
Of course,
I appreciate that.
Listen, I'm gonna have a task at hand one way or the other this weekend. It's either gonna be taking game one against the Celtics, or I'm making my whale chart. So one or the other.
Wait. I thought we weren't allowed to.
Oh, season's over. I'm allowed to do what I want.
Isn't that an additional rule that you have created?
Yeah, I make my own rules.
Huh.
What do you think I'm going to do? A summer of no rumors? Okay,
no.
Dude.
No, yeah. No, no. That'd be ridiculous.
You can do whatever you want as soon as you wear that baby costume.
Oh, I'm not doing that. That's easy. I'm not doing that either because Jimmy Butler's not playing tonight, so it doesn't count.
No!
I cannot believe you.
Oh!
It doesn't count. Jimmy Butler, I mean, like, Jimmy Butler is not on the team, and it doesn't count.
J-Big says you need a temperature change guy. Yo, it's a baby.
Telling you. But it doesn't matter. We're winning.
Did I have to shake that thermometer? Turn over. Come on, dude. What are you doing? How are you reneging on a bet?
I'm not reneging on a bet. The bet is off the board, you know?
Why?
Because Jimmy's not playing.
Okay.
Not the Heat I bet on.
Oh, my goodness. This is here. This here is egregious.
You know I pay all my bets, but this is not the same bet.
This is egregious.
It's not the same bet.
Them's the breaks.
It's not. Literally what broke was Jimmy Butler's knee.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you bet the Heat.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get your money back if somebody doesn't play?
It depends. Did you play a prop or did you?
No, I said if you bet the Heat.
Yeah, but that's not what I said in my bet. I said, you know, unless Jimmy Butler and Bam get kidnapped and his knee kidnapped and Kelly Oubre kidnapped my Jimmy Butler.
You did kidnapped not say him, that. Dude. You are, this is the
kidnapped word. Him.
This is.
I'm not doing it.
Dude.
You know what?
But I'm not going to have to do it anyway because the Heat are going to win and make the playoffs.
This is right on par with this show. The integrity of this show has gone down. Let me tell you why. J-Fig hasn't done her dartboard. Tobin hasn't done his dartboard.
That's why I don't feel any judgment from J-Fig.
Leroy got out of his Kyle Lowry bet.
Yeah, but wait.
Mindless.
Here's the deal. Okay. He offered to let me out. I said, okay. Yeah. I said, yes. We didn't give him an out. And
sounds like you should be more understanding.
And here, side note, he scored 50.
He did, which is so
even
if
you should be thanking me even more. You should be thanking me even more.
Why? He scored 50.
Yeah, he scored more than Leroy would have won that bet.
Also, huh?
He would have if he wasn't such a coward.
Okay, but that's fine. You are losing the bet.
No.
Oh, this right here. This right here.
Wow.
I don't even know if we can make eye contact.
You know, honestly, it's not going to matter because the Heat are going to make the playoffs.
Here, I'll do it right here.
But it's a shame.
I'm not doing it. Jimmy Butler's not playing that. It doesn't count.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Fraudulent.
Wow.
Fraudulent, dude. Absolutely. Fraudulent. There's kids crying.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't count, kids.
Somewhere little baby.
So that's where we are now. We can make just willy-nilly wagers. And if we don't like the circumstances of what's going on,
not the circumstances. You guys aren't being grown-ups about it. Like, you guys are going, really? See, you were wrong. It's like, I was supposed to predict Jimmy Butler's MCL was going to tear. Wow. Like, that's the same thing.
The breaks of the game.
Yeah, okay. Grow up.
What size do you wear? Extra large or double X?
I wear no size because nothing's happening. So, sorry.
You have been like,
sorry.
You're going to be in your Depends, and J-Fig is going to be in a tub of ice.
The only thing that's going to depend is how it's not going to happen or how it's not going to happen.
Okay, Felipe.
Felipe the fraud. YouTube, peas in a pod. Peas in a fraud. Peas in a pond. Now we're talking.
Take a break. Back after this.
So disturbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.